Psalm 9, verse 1. Let me just read it first. I will give thanks to you, Lord, with all my heart. It's the first half of the verse. Here's the second half. I will tell of all your wonderful deeds. That's Psalm 9, 1. Okay? Psalm 9, 1. That is a verse that we are going to obey this morning. We are going to tell of God's wonderful deeds. We do this once a year. It's an opportunity for us just to share with each other what God has done in our lives during this last year. It's an opportunity, really, to praise God, to do it by telling other people what he's done for us. And so let's all think about this right now. If I were to put a microphone in front of you right now, and I were to ask you, in the year 2016, what is the one thing that you are most thankful for? Think about that. If I were to say, what's the thing that you're most thankful for this year? You might think of a prayer that was answered. You might think of something that you didn't even pray for, but God gave it to you anyway, and it was just an amazing blessing. You might think about how hard this year has been, and yet something happened in the midst of the trials that you experienced that was good for you, that was a blessing to you. It might be something that God did through you. It might be something that God did in you. Whatever it is, what would you praise God for? Now, I'm going to ask as many as we can fit into a short amount of time to share what's going on in your mind and your heart right now. This is a time when there are two different kinds of people. One kind is the person who says, give me that microphone. And the other one says, get that microphone away from me. And we want to have a nice mix of those two different kinds of people right now. So that means that those who are kind of attracted to a microphone, it's like brevity is important. For those that are not attracted to a microphone, courage is important. Okay? So who's going to be first in sharing with the rest of our church family what God's done for you this year? There's microphones in every aisle. Right here.
I'll be first. As I recollect on 2016, I think about what happened to me in January. I was hit with a very severe pain in my back and was unable to move. Excuse me. I had to go to the hospital in the emergency room and at Main Med, and it was a pretty severe pain. And while I was sitting there and the doctors were milling about, I was praying to the Lord. And surgery was an option at that point, but the doctor came back and said that it actually wasn't going to be needed after some very fervent prayer. And it was a pain that I had to go through and kind of deal with and live through, and it was very strange. It was almost crippling on some level. And it lasted a month and finally relented. So I thank the Lord who saved me from surgery, and I also want to thank the people that came to my aid and cooked and cleaned my house. And so the blessing was, you know, kind of a 360 thing. It wasn't just me to the Lord, but God was so good to me. And in that moment, while it was painful, I did receive a lot of blessing. And I want to thank Joe specifically, who was very kind to us and very hands-on and really showed me God's love firsthand. So I want to thank the Lord who gave me rest and healing and the time to heal and the support to heal. And as I was praying for the Lord, a year later, the pain has gone away in my back and I'm healthy. So I feel better and I'm grateful for that. So thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you, Robin. It's so true that in addition to healing us, without any help from people, sometimes God uses the body of Christ as a conduit of his compassion to us. He uses us to help one another, and it's wonderful that he did that for you this year. Somebody else, right here. Yeah. Kim, could you come right up here? Thank you.
This morning I went for a two-mile walk, and all along the walk, I thank God one by one for all the blessings in my life, starting, of course, with my husband, friends, mm-hmm. and family. Mm-hmm. And this went on and on and on, and before I knew it, I was home. The walk was over, and that's how many blessings I feel in my life. Mm-hmm. I thank God for. Thanks.
That's great. I love the discipline of that. That's great. Using each step to praise God. That's wonderful. Somebody else. I think I saw some more hands just a minute ago. Oh, here we go.
I'm one of those get that microphone away from me people.
I can tell by the way you're holding it.
So 2016, the thing that I'm the most thankful for is 15 months ago, my husband was diagnosed with cancer. He had a tumor in his head about the size of an apple. And through 6 months of treatment, through a lot of weakness and sitting by his side, I'm thankful that I felt God through that. And he was right there with me. And I'm thankful for those well-timed texts and phone calls and cards and the prayers. I felt the prayers. And I'm most thankful that 6 months later, I got a call saying the tumor's gone. Mm-hmm. So praise God.
It's wonderful. Yeah. And I would, you know, Deborah, I would testify that on behalf of the church, that we saw your steadiness through all of that. And we do praise God that he gave you that day by day, moment by moment strength through everything that you've gone through. That's awesome. Thank you so much. Somebody else. Yeah.
Well, to say what I'm thankful for this year, I have to tell you what happened last year. We were surprised to be pregnant, and when I got to 34 weeks, we lost that baby, mm-hmm. and his name was Charlie. And I struggled. I know God is good regardless, but things hurt. And I didn't really know where to go from there. But as you can see, he surprised us with another baby. Mm-hmm. We did not try to have another baby, but he surprised us with Frankie, who was born September 16th, and he's healthy and beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I just want to say, even if he hadn't, I know God is good, and I know that he calls me to praise him regardless, and I was able to. He really carried me through that time. But we're so thankful for Frankie, and just feel really, really blessed.
Thank you. Wow.
Hello. Yes. I can only share one thing. I came prepared. So I'll try to bring out the highlights. I'm really thankful to the Lord for bringing me to this church. And it was, interestingly enough, God has works in mysterious ways with the help of the U.S. Coast Guard. And that's a whole nother story. But and for those of you who know me, I've had a pretty tough year this year. And so many people have come to just stand by me and offer help and support and love, et cetera, that I'm just, I'm really just amazed. And because nothing is impossible for God. As hard as it was for me, it wasn't hard for God. And because of the many loving people that have been here for me, I've persevered them all. And I just wanted to thank the Bible studies that I've been a part of. When I lived in Boston, I couldn't attend any Bible studies or church because of my long shifts as a nurse. And I've more than made up for it this year. I belonged to three last year and three this year. And I have to say, they have been like a lifeline to me. Mm-hmm. And I really appreciate all that do that of their precious time to conduct these Bible studies, because I have felt the love and that lifeline from each one of them. So I'm thankful to this church, and thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Somebody else. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Sarah, and this year has been really tough. I think we can all agree it's probably one of the toughest years in history, but it's been pretty okay for me. But my great-grandmother just passed recently, and I'm very thankful for God answering my prayers throughout this all. Yeah.
Thank you, Sarah. Tim.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Tim. It's tough to be brief on this, but I'll be as brief as I possibly can. The journey has been long and it's been tough this year. On August 9th, after 13 years of surviving with leukemia, things began to deteriorate in my body, and we weren't sure why. After all the cancer investigative procedures that we went through on August 9th, and I won't forget that date, we sat in the doctor's office when he said, "Tim, we've discovered that you have a second cancer in your body. This one is very rare. It's aggressive. It's throughout your system, and it has developed to stage 4. I can tell you that our lives turned upside down at that moment. I don't even remember the trip home, but we made it home. We crumpled together, Adora and I, in tears. But pretty quickly, we knew where we needed to turn. We knew the biblical passages of God's promises, of God's work for us, his love and his compassion and his mercy, and we immediately went to prayer. From that point, phone calls were made, emails went out, and I would say within a week, we had prayer warriors from coast to coast and in between praying for our situation. I was within exactly 1 day of going through radiation therapy for a large tumor on the side of my head, and I was then going to start chemotherapy. Within that period of time of waiting for the radiation therapy to begin, that tumor, without any therapy at all, simply disappeared from the side of my head. I would also say that we then started treatment of one of the wonder drugs in cancer therapy now, which is known as immunotherapy. There was a chance that it would not be covered by the insurance company, but not only did the insurance company come through to cover it, it's a very expensive drug, but also I got word from the pharmaceutical company that if the insurance company did not cover it, they would. I'm just full of thanksgiving. My heart bursts with it. It's daily, it's all the time. I'm just amazed by God's great mercy. I give to him all the glory and the praise for this, all of it. And this church community, wow. I really have always understood how important it is to be part of a Christian community. It's just been overwhelming. Before, I was overwhelmed by the shock of the announcement of cancer. Now I'm overwhelmed by the response that I've had. It's been wonderful. I'm so thankful for that. And finally, I would just say that I'm very thankful to Adora. We all know how huggable she is, but I can tell you that she is my rock. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. I praise you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
My name's Andrew, and my grandmother has cancer, and I know God's helping her stay with us.
How many people right in this room either have cancer or there's somebody close to you that does? Raise your hand right now if that's true. Okay, we're going to take a minute and pray right now, okay? Thank you, Lord, for Tim's testimony of your power, your ability to heal even cancer. And we know that this touches so many people right here in our church body. And so together right now, we just praise you as the God who is who can heal without strain. It's as easy as anything else you've ever done. And we pray for all of these people that right now are just being lifted up to you in the hearts of those who love them, that you will touch their bodies, that you'll heal them, that you'll be glorified by it. And whatever your will is for each of these individuals, help us to see your goodness in it and to praise you as you deserve. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, somebody else. Yes, Bert. Kim, right up here.
It's a tough act to follow Tim's. Mine is more mundane. I'd like to thank God for all the volunteers of this church. I'm one of those who has to ask people for something every week, and rarely does anyone say no. Mm-hmm. Take this service. We've got the setup crew, the tech crew, the musicians, the Sunday school teachers, the people doing snack, who man all the tables, or at the MC, where they're working with the point, or childcare, or cutting the grass, or cleaning the place, driving to various events. It goes on. And what a terrific group of people. And you see them come forward when someone is sick or ill, but in, and the caring group that provides meals and things, that's close to home, so I better mention that. And they do a great job, and rarely does anyone say no. Thank God for the volunteers of this church.
Thank you so much, yes. Yeah, like our number of paid people, you can count on one hand. This church is definitely fueled by God working through volunteers, and I agree. We are so thankful for all of them. Mark, back here. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Michaela Tarr. This is my family over here. We've been coming for a few weeks now, and one thing that has been kind of hard, you know, for all of us is our friend, the Salmons, Mark and Judy Salmons. They've been going through a hard time. Mark Salmons has esophageal cancer, and they've been going through this hard process for about a year now, you know, trying to find the right treatment for him. And just this past week, they were able to find a feeding tube for him in order to help him get better. We went to go see him yesterday. He's doing a little better, but he's still recovering from the very hard time that he's been going through. We don't exactly know what stage it is, but all the prayer he can get, that'd be very, very helpful.
Great, thank you. Thank you, Michaela. Great to have your family with us. Somebody else. Yeah,
hi, guys. I'm really thankful for you. This year has been a really one, I guess, the umbrella of recovery with two knee replacements and not being poster child of doing very well with that. I'm a people person, as you know, and it was a lonely time. My very first surgery, Amy came to see me in the middle of a snowstorm. Nobody else could come, and I remember just bawling when she came into the room. After the second surgery, I wasn't expecting to have to go into rehab. I think everybody should have that experience because it will increase your ministry. It was extremely lonely. And boy, God was right there. Joe came to visit all the time. Greg came and we did a football time together. The Seibert family came and brought Valentine's gifts for me and my roommate. Ladies came and brought me a prayer shawl. People in this rehab unit are like, who are these people? I'm like, let me tell you all about them. And it is just so exciting to see the family of God. It's hard to be on that side and always receive. But all the people that brought us meals and helped our family, I just want to thank you so much. And you were ambassadors for Christ because people throughout the hospital in Portland and the rehab unit I was in watched and were amazed at what they saw. So thank you.
Tell them about when Josh and Amy came.
Josh and Amy came twice. And the second time they came, I don't know if anybody works there, but the food wasn't the best. And they brought a pizza party for me and my older roommate and brought the children. And my roommate was, oh my goodness, I had to put weights on her shoulder. She was so excited to have pizza. And then after the pizza, the little ones, Miles and Zane, I don't even know if he was walking yet, had these hearts of chocolate candies and presented them to my roommate and to me. And it was amazing. And then after they left, I had been praying. I was there for 2 weeks, and this was towards the end of our visit, or my visit. And finally, I got to tell her about Jesus. That's what it took. It broke it broke the barrier that was really strong so that I could actually share the gospel with her. It was amazing. So it's so cool.
Thank you. And I, being the great compassionate husband that I was, is I'll come and have a football time with you. Isn't that special? Wow. Glad you shared that, hon.
Hi, I'm Isabel, and I want to tell you that God was very good to me this last year. In last September, I had a stroke, and I had no residue from the stroke. And then 5 weeks later, I got up on a step stool, and getting down, I fell and fractured 5 ribs on my left side. That wasn't bad enough. And in December, going down the steps, slipped on ice, fell back, and fractured my T10 vertebrae. And I was in a back brace for 12 weeks. And in that time, my son and daughter-in-law, I have an in-law apartment, took me downstairs, took my bed down, my TV, my chair, and took care of me for 6 weeks. I mean, my son got up at 3 o'clock in the morning, put the brace on so I could go to the bathroom. And through it all, I came out of it, and here I am. And I really thank God for all of it. Thank you.
Thank you, Isabel.
Hi there, my name is Brenda, and I have just one granddaughter, and she's 18. And the last 3 years of her life, she's been running away, and then last year she got into some really bad drugs. And I've been praying for this child all her life, but for the last 3 years, I have really, really sought God, and Lord delivered. And my granddaughter now is, she's going to school, she's driving, and she's doing fine. She doesn't know Jesus yet, but she will. But I just want to give God all the praise and glory, and I say thank you.
Thank you, Brenda. Linda.
Last December, there was a prayer that was offered after the service, and there was a huge line of people that wound around the building, and we were prayed for. And our son Andrew and I asked for prayer. And in July, Andrew renewed his commitment to the Lord and was baptized. And the Lord, for me this year, has been opening up the grace of Jesus' intentional, all-encompassing love. And he says to you today, it's time to come home to the heart of God.
Thank you. Yes, right up here.
Wait.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
I want to thank Jesus. This year, Jesus and God has been really good to me. I got baptized this May, and I'm really happy. And my life is doing really well right now. I might not have a lot, but I have what I need, and I have Jesus Christ, and I'm really happy for that. And then I share him with my friends and my family, and that feels really good to me. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim. That's wonderful. Mike.
Thank you. What this lady just said segues into what I'm going to say. My name is Mike Timmons. I've been your representative for 2 years, and I thank God that I've been defeated, so I'm not sad about that. So for those that you voted for me, thank you very much. What I really wanted to stand and say, and I want the young people to say this because I spent my life working with young people. When I met my wife 44 years ago, I had known her before that through a relative that lived near us. And the very first thing that my wife said to me on the very first night that we went to dinner was, Mike, you need to know, if you get me, you're going to have to get the Lord as well. And I didn't really understand that. I thought, that'll be okay. It probably was a little bit premature. However, what I really want to share with you is my blessing. My blessing that for 44 years, she has been that faithful rock that, yeah, the Lord is first in her life. And every mile, every stone that we've had to jump over and everything that we've had to go through, that wife is the rock. That's a pretty good blessing for anyone. So you young people, make sure you have that discussion. No matter what, have that discussion. Even if you might feel a little bit rejected for it, say, what's that all about? It's about a blessing, and a blessing that I can be proud of.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Wonderful. Susie.
All right, so on the wedding theme, when you first said, Greg, you know, just think about one thing this year, and probably a lot of you know that for our family, probably the biggest joy of 2016 was our son Jason getting married on July 2nd in Minneapolis. And most of you don't know Jason because we started at, he's 27, we started attending this church after he was in college. But a lot of you, particularly those in my Bible studies, have prayed for Jason for a long time. And, you know, he had his share of struggles growing up and was probably always the top of my prayers with in my Bible studies and whatnot. But to see his wedding to beautiful Lauren and for their vows that they wrote and shared to one another, there literally wasn't a dry eye in the house. It was a really spirit-filled, beautiful wedding, and it brought us great joy. And so I see how happy he is, and I'd still like to see them walking a little more with the Lord, but I think that but that they're off to a good start as a married couple toward what you were talking about, mm-hmm. Mike. And I also, my mom's here today. Can I say, almost 94-year-old mom. But she's like so good and spry. And she was at the wedding. So it was a joy to have her there and a joy to have her with us. And that's the other thing I'm thankful for, is that she's just this healthy, wonderful Christian woman that I've just loved, and she's just raised me so well, and I just love my mom too. Mm.
Thank you, Susie. Anybody else?
Hi, my name's Arielle. I just wanted to say how thankful I am for God's provision. Sometimes financially, we're so young family, sold our house this year. There were some really scary times, and God sent checks in the mail, sometimes $50, sometimes $800. We didn't expect it. We didn't know it was coming. Things were getting tight, and he just always provided, always made sure that we had everything we need, and that was incredible. I'm very thankful for his provisions.
Thank you. Yeah, it's true that, well, one more here, Eleanor, then I'm going to. You're finishing up for us.
Oh, okay. Well, the first thing I want to be thankful, and I'm Eleanor Howell, is my family and my extended family. I never thought I'd be blessed like this. But God is always very practical. We were going shopping on Friday morning, and I have a very thoughtful husband. He said to me, I don't think those shoes you have on are very comfortable. I know there's a pair downstairs. Well, he walked downstairs, and there was water on the floor. And one of the pipes, I don't know, had let go. And if we'd gone shopping, we would have had a flooded basement. So I thank God for practical things and a thoughtful husband.
Thank you. Eleanor, do you remember what year you became a Christian? 1949. Anybody else here that became a Christian before 1949? Raise your hand if it was before 1949. Spiritually, you're the most mature person in the room. How about one more? Was it in the 40s? So that was in 1934 or something like that. Wow. So one in the 1930s. One in the 1940s. How about the 1950s? Somebody who's been following Jesus since the 1950s? Anybody? Okay. Dale has. How about the 1960s? Who's been following Jesus since the 60s? Great. How about the 70s? A lot more in the 70s. How about the 80s? That was my decade, 1980s. How about the 90s? You've been following Jesus since the 90s. How many here started following Jesus after the year 2000? So it was between 2000 and 2010. How about after 2010? Anybody's after 2010? Good. Anybody here this year, in the year 2016? This is your first year of following Jesus. That's harder to admit, like say, is it okay to admit that? Somebody back here is like that, yeah. Our hope is that adding to that number one, to that person right there, would be somebody else that begins following Jesus in 2016 with all of the different blessings that we receive. And we have good years and we have bad years, but the one thing that never changes for those of us who follow Jesus is that we know that God has provided for us immortality. Eternal life, all the goods and bads of this life are just a dot on the timeline of eternity. And because of what God did for us by sending his son Jesus for us, we know that we're going to live forever and it's just going to get better and better over time. That's an amazing blessing that in the midst of all the stuff that we go through in this life, we don't think about. But coming to church kind of helps us to remember sometimes, and it helps those of us who haven't heard it before to hear for the first time that God sent his only son, Jesus, into this world to die on a cross for our sins so that we would not have to die for our own sins. God punished Jesus Christ in our place, and he says to us that if we will simply receive that as a free gift, if we'll believe that Jesus died for us, that he will give us forgiveness, a fresh start in this life, and the promise that we will never die. That's an amazing blessing that most people in this room have, but some of you have never taken that step of receiving that from God, and we certainly hope that you will do it today. And let's pray. Lord, thank you so much for all the ways that you have blessed us. If we were to just count them, if we were to offer up to you thanksgiving for every blessing with every step, we would never run out. And yet the greatest thing of all is what you did by actually dying for us. How amazing that is. Help us to appreciate it more. May your Holy Spirit help us to grasp in a fuller way right now your amazing sacrificial love for us. In Jesus' name.